Hello and welcome to Good Business Pays TV and podcast, available both on YouTube, Spotify and other channels. By now you will know us as the program that looks at fast payment to suppliers. We interview various large businesses across the UK to find out how they do that and why they do that. And we're speaking to you on the week that the Chancellor of the Exchequer gave his autumn statement and said in that statement that the one thing that he could do to support small businesses was to tackle the scourge of late payment, which is good news. And we're talking today to an organisation that understands how important it is to look after your suppliers and to pay them fast and have those partnerships. We're talking to Pizza Hut UK and to Steve Packer, who is the Chief Sustainability and Infrastructure Officer. I'm not sure I got it all right, yeah, but Steve, welcome to the podcast. Please tell us a little bit about your business in the UK, Pizza Hut. We know the name, but we probably don't know that much about the business.
Brilliant. Yeah, will do. Thank you, Tim. Good to be here. So the good news is I think most of your viewers will have obviously heard of the brand. So we're Pizza Hut UK Limited, and we're actually a franchisee of the global Pizza Hut system. So as a franchisee operator, we actually operate all of the Pizza Hut restaurants in the UK. So Pizza Hut is one of those brands that's run by lots of franchise operators, and there tends to be a franchisor that looks after kind of central office functions. For our side, the Pizza Hut restaurant business kind of spun off from Pizza Hut delivery back in 2012, and we've been a privately owned franchisee operator since then. But because we operate all of the Pizza Hut restaurants in the UK, and there's 147 of those or so at the moment, we actually have lots of kind of back office functions, including things like payment of suppliers. So part of my role is to manage our supply chain and make sure everyone gets paid correctly, et cetera, et cetera. So that's who Pizza Hut is. Obviously, hopefully the brand is recognisable to people, but we just represent the restaurant side of the Pizza Hut brand in the UK.
And as a franchisee or franchisor, the operator
franchisee.
Do you get to control, manage, decide on supplier relationships and how that all works? It's not controlled centrally, it's controlled by yourselves.
It's a bit of a strange situation. So as most franchisees are relatively small, so if you're a delivery franchisee for Pizza Hut in the UK, there's a separate organization that manages the supply relationships for purchasing of dough and cheese, etc., etc. Because we've got quite a large amount of scale, and because prior to 2012 we actually used to be the franchisor and the brand holder in the UK, we were slightly different to other franchise businesses. So the answer is yes, within limit. So we get to work with suppliers that make sense for us on the restaurant side of the business. But every product we purchase from a supplier has to be approved by the global Pizza Hut system, because we don't own the brand. And rightly so, the franchisor or the brand holder wants to make sure that products that are going onto the shelves and going to our guest tables are safe and secure, et cetera, et cetera. So we work alongside a very helpful, competent global QA approval system. But once a supplier is approved and a product is approved and is in the system, we then on our side manage that day-to-day relationship, both for moving the product throughout the system and managing the supplier relationship, from both a contractual, commercial, operational perspective. So yes, we get quite a lot of freedom, but there are some boundaries to make sure that we obviously do the right thing for the business and the brand.
And can you give us a picture? Obviously, we know what a customer looks like, or we think we do for Pizza Hut, but can you describe a little bit about the ecosystem of the supply chain for you? What kinds of suppliers would Pizza Hut have in the UK?
It's very broad. So you've got a mixture of very, very big household name branded organisations. So a good example would be Pepsi Britvic. So lots of our soft drink range is either Pepsi soft drinks or it's Britvic, squashes and juices and J2Os and those kind of things. So very big branded suppliers on the drink side. On the food side, it'd be a mixture of some very, very large kind of household names where the manufacturer is well known. So, for example, we take products from Premier Foods, but we also work with very, very small organisations as well. So a whole mixture from very, very large, big kind of corporate organisations that have global reach and global scale, right down to kind of very, very small, almost family business in some cases. And certainly once you step outside of the food and beverage arena, there's a whole host of suppliers. You know, we pay money to landlords, some of which are big institutional landlords, some of which are very small, kind of, again, family businesses, you know, window cleaners, bin collectors, you know, knife sharpeners. You know, there's a whole host, there's a massive ecosystem. So we're paying big suppliers, small suppliers, well-known suppliers, some that are quite unique and bespoke to Pizza Hut. It's a very interesting, eclectic mix.
Yeah, and I suspect many of those suppliers will have their own suppliers as well of things that help them.
Absolutely. I mean, a good example would be in our one of our biggest food accounts is that we buy a lot of cheese. We're a pizza company, buy a lot of cheese. And our cheese supplier works with hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of dairy farmers in Wales and Ireland. So the ecosystem goes an awful long way. Yeah.
Right. So, paying fast, which is one of the reasons why we ended up talking today, is I know payment is only part of the supplier partnership that you've probably built up over a number of years. But one of the questions we get asked a lot at Good Business Pays is, beyond just being the right thing to do, the sort of CSR or the right thing to do to pay suppliers, particularly the smaller ones, fast, what's the good business reason for doing it? There has to be a good business reason as well as a behavior reason. Why is it important to you all to pay fast?
Do you know, I'm not even sure it's something we consciously think about, Terry, if I'm being very honest. It's something we've just always done. As a general rule, we believe in just being in treating people fairly. You know, treat people the way you'd want to be treated yourselves. So when we talk about fast payments, I'm a firm believer in making sure that all suppliers get paid to terms and never get paid late, whatever those terms happen to be. So if the right thing with the supplier is to pay them within 7 days, you pay them within 7 days. We have some suppliers where we have payment terms of 60 days because that's the payment terms we've negotiated with those suppliers. And they tend to be the larger, kind of more corporate nature that kind of can afford to kind of, you know, give us those kind of terms. Now, that's helpful for us as well because we work in an industry that's got very, very, very tight profit margins. It's a very difficult organisation to run, especially over the last 2 or 3 years. So in some cases, having generous payment terms from large payment suppliers that can afford to do that is very helpful for us because it makes sure we can keep investing in our business, keep moving forward as well. But there's a huge chunk of our suppliers that it's important to pay quickly and pay on time. So we've got lots of very small organisations that we buy food and beverage from. We've got lots of very small, you know, one-man bands that are in things like window cleaners and contract cleaners and those kind of things. And it's important to make sure that we are doing the right thing by those suppliers. It's not in our interest from a business perspective for suppliers to go, to go bankrupt through lack of cash flow. And, you know, we don't want to be one of the causes of people not being able to trade because we're not paying them on time. Their cash flow is an issue. So it's just the right thing to do. But it also has business benefits as well because it makes sure that your relationship with suppliers are good. So when things become problematic or there's problems, and there's been plenty of those in the kind of the post-Brexit, COVID pandemic, cost-of-living crisis era, there's been times when people need to lean on their supply ecosystem and solve problems together. And it's much easier to solve problems together if you maintain a relationship with people by paying them on time and paying them quickly. So supply continuity is very important. Supply relationships are very important. So I suppose it's been the right thing to do. It just makes good business sense as well.
And how are you set up to do that? Because it sounds quite complicated with a variety of big and small suppliers. Does that mean then you have to have an army of people and machinery to be able to do that?
No, so no is the answer. We've actually got a very small payments team. So we're one of the biggest brands in the UK. We've got 150 restaurants. We've got two people paying all of our suppliers. So it's all very automated. So we've got an accounts payable system where every single supplier is set up and there are payment terms that are agreed by the relevant commercial teams around the business. And once those payment terms are set up, they're put into the accounts payable system. And when an invoice comes in, it's got a due date and it's paid on that date. So the job of the team process of the invoices is to get the invoices into the system. And then the system generates a payment run on a weekly basis and works out whether an invoice is due or not, pulls it on the payment run, supplier gets paid. Now that works pretty well or very well, I would say, for us. I suspect 99% of our suppliers. You get the odd supplier where you get an invoice once every blue moon because they're not a regular account, and sometimes those accounts have to be set up manually or we have to pay a bank transfer, etc., etc. In which case we need to make sure we operate those very, very quickly and very efficiently. But the vast majority of our suppliers are suppliers we've worked with for a long time, in some cases up to 40 years. So with long-standing relationships, you know, the accounts are in the system, the bill just kind of coming automatically, processed automatically, paid automatically. So the team are very important, and the culture of the business is very important, but it's the system that does a huge amount of the legwork as well.
So it sounds like actually the whole thing around payments, and I have found this with other fast-paying organizations, is when I ask people, you know, why they do it, they puzzle as to even why I ask the question, because it's just part of their culture, it's part of their nature, and it sounds
like it
just happens. And why do you think, this is asking a broader question, I guess, about other businesses, why doesn't it happen in some businesses, do you think?
It's very hard to. I've been in the brand now for 28 years. It's a long time since I've worked for another company, but I have worked for organisations in the past. I've got personal experience. It will be one of two reasons, I suspect. One is because it's either you've got organisations that are very carefully managing their own cash flow. Running a business is incredibly difficult. And I've worked in organisations in the past that, you know, they'll go through economic peaks and troughs, and therefore sometimes people are having to delay payments to some suppliers that can afford to take a bit of delay because they're going to manage their own cash flows, and especially in businesses that have a huge amount of seasonality in them, and hospitality does have a huge amount of seasonality in them. I think the bigger issue will usually be just because sometimes it can be complicated. If you've got a very, very large supplier base that are sending you largely kind of paper invoices, then you know that does require a mountain of people sometimes, you know, to process the invoices and make sure they're done on time, and it can be quite expensive and time consuming. I would like to think that's become less likely and less common these days, because as well as having very big kind of corporate accounting systems, there's lots of very good accounting systems that are very cheap to access, very simple to install. And most suppliers these days have moved to kind of electronic billing. The systems now that can scan invoices and take most of the details and put them directly into an accounts payable system. It doesn't require quite the amount of manual entry that I think is used maybe when I started working in finance 25, 30 years ago. It has got easier.
And do the, I guess the answer is probably yes. I ask people if the board of the organisation, if your board takes an interest in things such as looking after suppliers and supplier payment. We know it's important to us, and it's quite important to AP people sometimes and to supply chain people, but does the board take an interest in this?
Yes and no, and the no is because we care passionately about looking after our entire ecosystem, whether it's our suppliers, our customers, our employees, our stakeholders, investors. We care passionately about doing the right thing by all of our stakeholders. But in terms of payment, it's not something that the board thinks about it once a year when we're lucky enough to get some recognition for paying people on it correctly. Because it's just part of our ingrained culture, and we just do it, and we have done it for 30, 40 years. It's not something we kind of think, it just naturally happens.
Yes.
But if we found out it wasn't naturally happening, then absolutely we'd take an interest and make sure we resolve that. But it's generally one of those things that just happens in the background. It's a hygiene factor. We just assume it's going on. We know it's happening. So the finance team do a great job in managing the supplier payments. Our CFO does a great job in making sure that actually people are paid on time. And we check the accounts on a regular basis to make sure that we haven't got lots of outstanding debts. And it doesn't usually go any further on a day-to-day basis because the board don't need to know, because things are just working, you know, as they should do behind the scenes.
Yeah, it's impressive. I think that the one of the reasons we exist is that 50,000 small businesses a year fold, according to the Federation of Small Businesses, purely because of late and slow payment. And so I know that would be a bit of a mystery to you and your colleagues as to, you know, why people wouldn't pay fast. But there's lots of things that organizations like us and indeed government are trying to do to cajole folk along a route to say, please don't tread on the oxygen pipe of payments, small businesses. From where you stand, you don't need encouragement, codes, regulations to do that because it's part of the culture. But from your viewpoint, carrots and sticks to change corporate behavior, what's your view on how we get more organizations to do what you're doing?
Well, I think the visibility you're talking about, I think people being accountable and people being transparent about their payment record, I think is helpful. If you're a small supplier and cash flow is important to you, as it is for most organizations, to some extent you can make a choice as to which organizations you supply your services and goods to based on their payment records. So I think transparency and accountability from organizations that are large businesses paying lots of suppliers is very important. I'm not against regulation against kind of codes and rules to make these things work. I think the only other challenge is, I think sometimes people forget that sometimes these so-called larger businesses also have their own challenges as well. So like I mentioned, we are a very large brand, but we're still a relatively small business, and we work in a sector that, you know, can be very, very challenging occasionally. So it shouldn't automatically just be assumed just because someone's a massive, big mega corporation. You know, Pizza Hut is a massive brand worldwide. We're almost like a bit of a small family-owned business in that, you know, we're not owned by Pizza Hut globally. We are a franchise operator. And that's quite common across, you know, hotels and pubs and restaurants. And I think people feel just because, you know, you see a big brand now on the high street, lots of these organisations are actually owned by individuals, opticians, dentists, doctors, you know, the list goes on. So quite often you've got small businesses paying other small businesses, but it's very important to make sure that the cash does work all the way across the system and move through, because if the ecosystem is starved as use of its oxygen, then everything falls down and nobody wins. So I think anything that brings more transparency to how people are paying, I think, can only be a good thing.
And advice for people, let's say in your role in other organisations, that, and there are quite a few of them because they contact us, that aspire to want to pay their suppliers faster and get further along that route of having really brilliant supplier relationships where they make sure that their smaller suppliers don't go out of business, but they're not there today. Do you have some words of advice as to two or three things they might think about doing differently to start getting better, whether it be for the directors or even for the AP and the procurement teams?
So it's difficult to answer that, because I don't know, unless I know why they're not paying in the first place, it's difficult to solve it for them. If you've got organisations out there that are starved of cash flow themselves, and that's the reason they can't afford to pay their suppliers, then that's a difficult one for them to solve, because the answer is you need more cash in the bank to do it yourself, and that's a difficult one. If it's a case of it's a lack of, I suppose, the infrastructure to pay people, just go out and have a look. Go and speak to, you know, to vendors out there to see what systems are out there. Go and network with your peers around the industry and find out, you know, how many accounts payable clerks they have, what systems are they using. So if you went to a like-minded, you know, a very similar size organisation and go, well, that company's the same size as me, I've got 10 accounts payable clerks, they've got 2. How do they do that? And I'm sure that, you know, certainly in our sector, we're very collaborative. We'd be very open to have those conversations with other people and say, here's how we do things. So if it's a lack of education and understanding of how to do it, that can be solved by just picking up the phone and talking to people. If it's a lack of cash in the first place, then that's more challenging. I'm not sure how to advise those sort of businesses.
I think what you put your finger on is understand what the problem is in the first place that you're trying to solve. Where there's a will, there's a way, I guess. But knowing what the problem is where you start. Well, listen, this has been brilliant and great to hear about your payment culture. It's definitely part of your business. I can see that and understand that, Steve. Thanks very much for joining us today. And congratulations to you and your business on being a FastPayer winner this year again. Thank you.
Really appreciate it. Thank you.